Well, howdy.
Hey there.
Thanks for moseying on down to our little podcast, Trends with Benefits.
The Trends with Benefits.
Yeah, this is a mini episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with July Diaz.
Hello.
Agata isn't here this week. She's in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
She's in Texas for Christmas on vacation.
Yeah. We miss her.
She stayed here at my apartment while Andrea and I were up in Washington. And she apparently just used it as a heroin den.
Oh, no.
And left all her works in my fridge, all her syringes and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to ask you, Gabe, when you gave me this iced tea, there's a huge syringe in it, but I didn't want to.
Yeah, that's Agata. She left her syringes, like, not just in, just all over my fridge.
Yeah, in the iced tea. Yeah, I gotta say, tastes even better.
People who have been listening and saying nice things about the show, thanks very much.
Yes, thank you very much, Internet.
And millions of people have written in Ask Agata questions, which you can do at twb.cool/ask. Keep those questions coming in because, you know, people write in and they'll have their Ask Agata questions. She's uniquely qualified to answer questions.
Yes. If you have any questions about relationships, any sexual questions relating to your butt or your face or any part of your body, ask Agata, please.
Right. We're getting a lot of boys writing in asking Agata to go on dates with them. But I got to say, Agata's not going to go on dates with you guys if you don't send pics, and the form on the website doesn't allow pics. So if you're going to ask Agata on a date on the website, do your best, like, ASCII representation of yourself if you want even a chance.
Mm-hmm. Does it allow links to pics, the form?
I guess you could place a link in the text if you wanted to.
Like if you want to go to an Imgur.
Yeah.
And upload a cool pic of yourself.
Yeah, you've got a better chance then, I guess. July obviously has a better idea than me.
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, just in case, who knows? I thought, may find true love.
I thought in this age of the internet, ASCII art was the only way to send a selfie via a text-only form. Mm. But,
No, you're right. You know what? You're right, Gabe.
Thanks.
We don't need to give Imgur any more publicity.
I know. They're
doing fine.
They're doing fine. We're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
You as listeners are doing great. Everything is great. The other thing, yeah. Oh, here's another idea I had. Soon, not yet, but soon I'm going to have a number set up where you can leave voicemail, ooh, Ask Agata questions.
Beautiful.
We'll play those back on the podcast.
Yeah.
So you have a chance to be heard, literally, and not just via your voice that you wrote.
Yeah.
Because that wouldn't be literally being heard.
Yeah, and then maybe you can go to Image Shack and then upload a picture of yourself and then send us the link, and then we can have a photo of yourself. So when you call us, we know what you look like.
And we'll say a link to it over the podcast so that listeners can write it down and then go to the site and see the pictures themselves.
Yeah. Perfect. We won't post the link. We'll just say the link out loud, letter by letter.
God damn it. Why are you... these all seem obvious when you say them. But, okay. All right. So we'll do a few trends. I think we'll do your funny pages, right?
Yes.
It's Monday, December 29th, 2014, right before New Year, right after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 2:45 in the afternoon. So, yeah, we're recording on a Monday. That's something new.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're sort of in this in-between time, you know? Christmas is over.
It's done.
New Year's has... not come yet.
Mm-mm.
What year is it? 2015?
It's like 2014.8.
Right. Right.
0.9.
0.9. Yeah. It's round up at this point, yeah. Right?
Take out your calculators and round up.
Mm-hmm. So do you have any New Year's Eve plans? Mm-hmm. What do you generally do for that?
Oh, I generally, for every New Year's, I like to go over to my uncle's house, and a lot of the family gets together, and a lot of cousins that I don't usually see throughout the year come together, and we all look up at the sky and light fireworks out in residential areas as everyone drinks and sings Ricky Martin songs.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would say that that sounds fun, but that would make me nervous.
The fireworks?
Yeah, on the city streets.
Yeah, it's very dangerous. One time, like, a bottle rocket fell into a palm tree and almost caused the fire, but it was extinguished very quickly.
And no change to the general plans to just continue to set up fireworks?
No. Hey, once they got the fireworks, it's like they're not going to not set them off, you know?
Right. Do you stay up late? Do you? Is it the one night of the year you get to stay up past midnight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, throughout the whole year, I don't like staying up past midnight because of the whole gremlins rule, you know?
Yeah.
I don't drink any water after midnight.
No.
Mamagwai, which is what I call my penis, will turn into a gremlin, and I don't want that.
Which is what you call a boner?
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, mm-hmm. You know, we can ask people to give us iTunes reviews.
Oh, that's right.
But I was wondering, do you think we should ask them to do that now,
mm-hmm.
before our show has gotten really, really great? Mm. Or do we ask people to wait until our show has gotten really, really great and then write us a review? Or do we ask people to write a review as though our show has already gotten really, really great and just assume that that's what's going to happen?
I really like the third choice.
Okay.
I think if we want to be the best, we should already say we're the best. And that's where you come in, listeners. Just
say we're the best.
Say we're the best. The first trend, monkeys in space. NASA launches the first mammals into space, but can they bring them back?
Wait, hold on a second. That doesn't make any sense. Aren't humans have been to space, and we're mammals.
Uh-huh. There's a video.
It's 1959. I thought that we had already sent monkeys to space. It happened in 1959.
Yes, but this is trending right now, so maybe there's been an update on this. NASA hopes the intrepid pair will become
the first mammals to successfully return from space. But this is... So will Abel and Baker make it back alive? Did they? Spring,
1959. You want me to skip to the end of the video?
Sure.
They hoisted on board to safety, and with great anticipation... pop the hatch. Inside, they find both monkeys alive and thriving.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Biologically, we're able... All right.
So how does that tie into, like, anything current?
Hmm. It's a good question. Monkey gives first aid to electrocuted friend.
Oh, a monkey gave first aid
mm-hmm.
to his or her electrocuted friend.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so just off of that headline.
Yeah.
Did the monkey know how to give first aid before? Question one.
Mm-hmm.
Question two. Human friend or monkey friend or other?
Let's find out. Onlookers at a train station in northern India watched in awe as a monkey came to the rescue of an injured friend, resuscitating another monkey that had been electrocuted and knocked unconscious.
So, how did it give it first aid? I'm like envisioning the monkey giving the other monkey CPR, which is a pretty cute image.
It says here, his companion came to the rescue and was captured on camera lifting the friend's motionless body, shaking it, dipping it into a mud puddle, and biting its head and skin, working until the hurt monkey regained consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I took CPR or like first aid in high school. They made you take it during PE. And that was one of the things that they told you to do is just like keep biting at their face and head. Is that what it said?
Yeah.
Bite at their face and head until they come to.
Yeah. Now that you mention it, when health class, we also took first aid classes and within health class. And one of the exercises was for us to tape a tail on ourselves. That's so we could be more mobile whenever another human is in danger, you know? And then some other kids took it a little too far and started flinging their poop. They got too meta.
Teenagers.
Yeah, teens.
Right?
Tweens, even. Grinds my gears. All right, this is July's Funny Pages, and I'm about to read some funny pages, but I gotta give Gabe a choice of which funny page I'm going to read. So I'm gonna name a couple of comics, and you tell me which one I should read.
Okay.
Okay, so we got Dilbert.
No.
We got Luann.
Maybe.
We got Wizard of Id.
Wizard of Id, yeah, sure.
We got Garfield.
Right.
We got BC.
Right.
We got Doonesbury.
Too wordy.
One last choice.
Okay.
Shoe.
Oh. Oh, man. I was going to go Wizard of Id.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we usually pick Garfield.
Yes.
It's always been Garfield.
Mm-hmm.
I think Agata might be mad at me if I pick something other than Garfield.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to go with BC.
All right. Great.
The caveman comic BC.
I know nothing about this comic.
He hasn't been pre-sent any of the jokes ahead of time.
Mm-mm.
He hasn't been pre-interviewed by
the creator of BC. No. Now, in BC, is it usually cavemen in the comics?
I believe it's usually cavemen. Oh, sometimes it's birds or like animals.
Oh, you get ready for some animal comic.
Then, okay.
Because there's no cavemen in this one.
Okay.
All right. So, first panel. Completely blank background. White blank background. So this could be happening anywhere.
So the first panel is just blank.
No, this is the background.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but what we see is kind of looks like a dodo bird, but with red feathers atop a turtle.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like something that would be on BC.
Yeah, and the bird is saying, did you know that sound can't travel in space?
He's talking to the turtle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, again, completely the background's all blank, so, I mean, he could be talking to somebody off panel.
All we know is that this occurred before Christ.
This is true, yeah, so if you were looking for any appearances from Jesus Christ himself.
This is the prequel, baby.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Second panel. Bird gets into a long monologue.
Okay, here we go. What does the bird say?
The bird says, you see, sound is composed of vibrational frequency, which requires matter as a medium to transmit over distance since space is... And then he cuts off.
So, okay. So what the bird is telling the turtle is... Sound doesn't travel in space because it needs some kind of matter, like air or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But space is just a vacuum, right?
Mm-hmm. Because space hasn't been invented because before Christ.
Oh, good point. Very good point.
Yeah.
All right. And what's the payoff of this
comic? All right. Here's the payoff, baby. This is the bird speaking again. A vacuum. There's no medium to transmit vibrational frequency as sound, ergo, and the turtle says... I wish we were in space.
Oh, he doesn't want to hear about this. He doesn't even want to breathe.
No.
He wants to be dead.
Yeah.
He'd rather be dead from asphyxiation than have this bird.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't mention this before. The turtle kind of looked like he wasn't having it from the get-go.
No, that was made clear by what he said in the third panel, too.
Good, because his eyes kind of look like glazed over, you know?
Right. Okay. Well, BC, that's a good comic.
Yeah. Okay, let's just do a Garfield one. Just
okay, let's do it.
Let's do a bonus Garfield. I'll go real quick with this one. It's a Christmas Garfield. 3 panels. It's snowing. Mm-hmm. Looks like we're outside. Garfield is talking to his mouse friend.
Mm-hmm.
Mouse friend is thinking, I got my wife a treadmill for Christmas. Garfield is giving him a look like he's not having it.
Is he thinking like, there's no treadmills the size of mice? Mm-hmm. Or is he thinking like, what does he look like he's thinking?
It looks like, man, I am so high right now. That's what he looks like.
Okay, so next panel.
Okay, second panel. Garfield turns away from the mouse and he says, that's nice.
Okay, so Garfield is not happy with this news.
Mm-mm. Third panel. Garfield says, why are you standing out here in the snow? Mouse replies, I got my wife a treadmill for Christmas.
Ah, okay. So he's saying, okay, right. Bad idea to get your wife a treadmill because it's like saying she's fat. I didn't even think about it that way. I was thinking, wow, that's an expensive gift.
Yeah. I was thinking, at first I thought it was going to be like a, like you said, like a gigantic treadmill for this tiny mouse.
Yeah.
But then I figured, no, how can the mouse do that?
I see. I was under the impression, I don't know why, but I thought maybe the mouse's wife wanted the treadmill
mm-hmm.
and then got it, so she'd be really happy with it.
Yeah.
But apparently she's pissed off and made him go out in the snow.
Yeah. But then why is Garfield out in the snow? You know?
He doesn't even have a wife.
Yeah, exactly.
Garfield doesn't even have a wife.
I mean, Garfield doesn't have a wife. Why would he be outside?
He doesn't even have a wife.
He wouldn't even be near a treadmill, let alone giving one for a wife that he doesn't have.
No. When's Garfield going to settle down?
I mean, he should really settle down.
You have one more trend?
Sure.
Okay.
Nevada goats help eat and recycle Christmas trees.
Okay, so goats in Nevada
mm-hmm.
are helping to eat and recycle Christmas trees.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, because a goat will pretty much eat whatever you put in front of it.
That right? is the first sentence in this story.
Could you read? What does it say?
It says goats are known to eat just about anything.
Right. So they have all these extra Christmas trees, and they figure, why not let the goats eat them and turn them into doo-doo?
Yep. Exactly.
Should we do a hoedown about goats eating Christmas?
Sure.
Christmas trees? Well, we usually have Laura Hall here, who's the pianist from Whose Line Is It Anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
She comes and she plays the Whose Line Is It Anyway theme song, right?
Yes.
But she's not here. She went on vacation with Agata.
Oh, I did not know that.
So what we did is we called in our backup, Richard Ranch, the original British Whose Line Is It Anyway piano player.
Great.
So he's the musical director for that, and he's going to come and play the theme song so that we can do a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about goats.
Goats.
Richard, can you come in here?
Hey, Richard.
Hello. Thank you for calling me in for the gig. I realize I'm just a substitute piano player for you, but I will play the song that you are paying me to play.
I'm sorry you feel like you're a substitute.
Well, you have both Laura Hall's number and my number,
mm-hmm.
yet week after week you call that cunt in.
What? Do you have some sort of personal beef with Laura? Why are you calling her the C word?
You would like me to play the song now, for which I have been asked.
Yes, we're kind of, since it's only me and Gabe here, would you like to join us in the hoedown?
Suppose I will.
Okay, great. And I'll do two, Gabe will do one, and then you can jump in as well.
I'm cool with that.
All right, great.
All right, I will play the song now. Ah, one, ah, two, ah, three.
When I'm out in the woods, I yell, timber. Look at my dick, it's a limber. I call it a gremlin when the night comes, because it's a mogwai when it's limp.
Well, I'm Richard Ranch. I can't swim, but I can float. That's because I'm not a little goat. Every Christmas, I have a blast having Richard Ranch, Laura Hall in the ass.
I'm chewing on glass. I'm chewing on cans. I'll do whatever the fuck I can. I'm a goat. No rules for me. Hey, over there, I'm eating Christmas trees.
Every year at Christmas, I really like to bake a really piney tasting fruit cake. But then I do as I please by spreading on it a dollop of goat cheese.
A dollop of goat cheese. Wonderful.
All right. Well, again, thanks for listening to this little... This is a mini app.
Yeah.
We talked about some things that I'm not sure are trends, but July says they are. So I got to believe them.
Hey, if they have a trend symbol, they're trending for me. Okay.
Yeah, that's as good a criteria as any.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for listening. You can always listen to episodes on iTunes or at our website, twb.cool.
Mm-hmm.
Please keep questions for Ask Agata coming in. twb.cool/ask. I promise she'll be back next week when we record.
Mm-hmm.
If you do want to follow Trends with Benefits on Twitter,
oh,
you can now.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, it's Trends W Benefits. Wonderful. The W is for with. great. So thanks. Bye.
Bye.